Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, October 21st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of environmental and energy news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Bike24 continues profitable growth path and raises revenue and earnings guidance. Optimized assortment and product availability show results. Bike24 continues on its profitable growth path, with sales development in the current fiscal year remaining strong despite market challenges. The optimized product portfolio and improved operational efficiency have led to increased momentum, with sales figures on the rise. Revenue guidance for 2025 now ranges between €278 million and €288 million, up from the previous estimate. Adjusted EBITDA is expected to be approximately €12.5 million to €13.5 million. To sustain this growth, Bike24 plans to further enhance its product portfolio and streamline operations. Stay tuned for the full report on the third quarter of 2025, set to be released on November 12, 2025. Angkor Resources advances drilling plans on Block 8 oil and gas license, Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp announces plans for oil and gas drilling on Block 8 in Cambodia. Enercam Resources completed 350 line kilometers of 2D seismic in September 2025, identifying significant closed anticlines. CEO Delaine Weeks confirms intent to drill exploratory wells in 2026. Technical advisor Dr. David Johnson highlights the potential for hydrocarbon accumulation, emphasizing the need for drilling to prove the prospects. The company is sourcing a drilling rig and equipment to commence drilling, aiming to be the first to drill onshore wells in Cambodia. Angkor Resources Corp is a leading resource optimizer in Cambodia, working on mineral and energy solutions in Canada and Cambodia. Enercam Exploration Limited, a subsidiary, is involved in gas carbon capture and oil production in Canada. Angkor Gold Corp in Cambodia holds mineral exploration licenses in copper and gold, while Enercam Resources focuses on onshore oil and gas exploration in Block 8. Investor news breaks. Vivacore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, announces $5 million registered direct offering. Vivacore Inc., NASDAQ VIVK, has announced a $5 million registered direct offering. The offering includes the sale of over 8.4 million shares of common stock and nearly 14.7 million pre-funded warrants. Expected to close on or about October 17, 2025, the offering is priced at the market under NASDAQ rules. Gross proceeds are approximately $5 million before fees, with net proceeds designated for working capital and general corporate purposes. D. Boral Capital LLC is serving as the exclusive placement agent for this offering. Vivacore operates in crude oil transportation services and facility services for terminaling and storage of crude oil and constituent petroleum products and byproducts, including waste streams. The company's transportation services primarily involve trucking and pipeline transportation of crude oil in active regions for oil and natural gas exploration and development in the United States. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at https://ibn.fm/vk.
Lamborghini backtracks on EV-only future. Italian sports car manufacturer Lamborghini has announced that they will continue using internal combustion engines for at least another decade, as luxury buyers show declining interest in battery-powered vehicles. This decision comes as various actors, like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, are quickly adapting to the changing market trends. Green Car Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To stay updated, text GREEN to 888-902-4192 for SMS alerts from Green Car Stocks.
EVs' rapid depreciation is making the transition harder. Electric vehicles, once seen as the future of clean transportation, are facing a challenge. EVs are depreciating much faster than gas-powered cars, making the transition to electric transport more difficult and costly. Companies like NIO Inc. are advancing EV technology rapidly, making older models less attractive. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on major companies like NIO, providing access to various marketing solutions for wide-reaching impact. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
23 states sued to challenge Trump's halt to clean energy projects. 23 states have filed lawsuits challenging the Trump administration's decision to terminate a $7 billion federal solar program designed to expand clean energy access for low-income households nationwide. California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced the twin lawsuits on Thursday, targeting Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Lee Zeldin for canceling solar for all funding grants to nearly two dozen states in August. The hostile stance of Trump's administration has also resulted in the termination of EV tax incentives, and automakers like Bollinger Innovations Inc., OTC, BNI have been forced back to the drawing board to adjust their plans.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.